Chapter 5. Operations to Consolidate Gains. This chapter discusses signal support to Army operations to consolidate gains. Overview of operations to consolidate gains. Commanders and staffs continuously consider activities necessary to consolidate gains and achieve the desired end state. Army units must consolidate gains to achieve enduring success. Consolidation of gains occurs in portions of an area of operations where large-scale combat operations are no longer occurring. Consolidation of gains consists of security and stability tasks and will likely involve combat operations against bypassed enemy forces and remnants of defeated units. FM30. Army forces conduct consolidation of gains across the range of military operations. Consolidation of gains makes military objectives enduring. During large-scale combat operations, the size of consolidation areas generally increases as the operation progresses and units achieve combat successes. Eventually, most Army units can expect to conduct some consolidate gains activities during large-scale combat operations. During operations to consolidate gains, Army and Joint Commanders must be able to employ joint fires, manage airspace, conduct sustainment tasks, conduct security tasks, begin reconstruction, coordinate humanitarian relief. Signal support. Operations to consolidate gains change the focus of signal support. The Corps and Division G6 staffs and the Theater Tactical Signal Brigade refine plans to transition available signal capabilities to support consolidation areas. During operations to consolidate gains, communications requirements will quickly surpass the capabilities of single-channel radio communications. The Expeditionary Signal Battalion's downward support requirements increase significantly as company and platoon-sized units conduct area security and other consolidation gains tasks. Tactical signal units may support communications requirements for local and area security, civil security and control, restoration of essential services, and security cooperation. Expeditionary signal units provide the support only until civilian, local government, or other agencies can establish communications. The transfer of an area of operations to legitimate civil authorities relieves the land force of area security and stability tasks and represents a transition from operations to consolidate gains to operations to shape or prevent. Regardless of the tasks required in a specific area of operations, signal units support the Army's strategic roles of shape, prevent, win, and consolidate gains. During operations to consolidate gains, expeditionary signal capabilities return to their parent commands as soon as fixed communications infrastructure is available to support enduring base requirements. Strategic satellite and terrestrial network transport capabilities provide high-throughput connections to the DOTIN-A. DOTIN operations and cybersecurity tasks transition from the Brigade Combat Team and Division to the Corps, Theater Army, Theater Tactical Signal Brigade, and SCT. Risks to signal support. An enemy may continue to direct information warfare activities, including cyberspace and EW attacks, to disrupt U.S. communications and prevent consolidation of gains. Enemy forces will likely continue to fight even after friendly forces attain their initial military objectives in the close area. Some enemy formations may be intentionally or unintentionally bypassed during close operations as friendly forces focus on the decisive effort. As U.S. forces attempt to consolidate gains, command posts and signal sites are vulnerable to physical attack from bypassed conventional and irregular forces.